Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
It is time now for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. So basically, we're looking at Wall Street snapping a three-day losing streak, technology shares staging a bit of a comeback, initial jobless claims also boosting sentiment. But the one that we want to talk about for a bit is the crypto roller coaster that Tim Goh has a vested stake in.
You're riding
very
it right
small,
now.
Very small, but it's quite exciting to ride a roller coaster in real life. So crypto roller coaster keeps me up at night.
So just to lay the backdrop to what's happening with Tim, you bought into cryptocurrency sometime in the past 24 hours.
Yeah. No, well, last night.
Last night.
Just very small, just because, you know, the Bitcoin, for one, was on a downtrend, right? And then I bought, and then it went up for a while, and then went down, and went up, and went down, and back up again now. So I'm enjoying the ride.
I think
both hands up and just.
You haven't made a profit yet, right?
No, I haven't made a profit. Okay. But you know that when you get into something like that, I'm just playing with it and see where it goes.
Okay.
It's a bonus if you gain something, and if you lose something, you learn a lesson.
You're in the same boat, I think, with a lot of other people who have jumped on the cryptocurrency bandwagon and, well, enjoying the roller coaster ride. To get a big picture, we've got Francis Tan. He is the investment strategist for UOB Private Bank. Morning, Francis. How are you doing?
Hey. Good morning. Everything's good.
So it's been quite a ride for markets this week. And I think let's touch on what's coming out overnight in terms of headlines. You've got the initial jobless claims coming through stronger than expected, 444,000. That is a new pandemic era low, the lowest since March last year. How much does this move the needle in terms of interest rate hike expectations?
Well, it's certainly good news that the initial jobless claims has come up to be so good. However, I think it's still a little more to go before we are back to normal situation where my Fed starts to think about high interest rates. And that number I'm looking at is something below 300,000. So the pre-pandemic era of initial jobless claims around 200 over 1,000. In terms of the number. So we are not quite there yet with 440,000, but the trend or the signs are getting brighter right now. And we could be approaching that towards the end of this. Just to do a simple extrapolation, and especially if you look at the relaxation of the restrictions over in the U.S., touch wood, we hope not to see any resurgence. Otherwise, I think that things will be on the right track right now. Now, one thing to note is that the good news is that the U.S. labor market is really, really tight. And if I look at the job vacancies out there in the U.S. today, there's like 1.2 million jobs that are vacant. Amazing. Huge. Yeah. But if you look at the unemployed people, there's only 6.38 unemployed. Million people employed. So that means there's a lot more vacancies than there are people who are unemployed. So one of these things that drives this phenomenon is because a lot of Americans, they perhaps are staying at home right now. Earlier this year, we had the Biden administration coming up with the American Rescue Plan that provides an extra $300 a week until 6th of September. So on average, the unemployment rate was around 600, 400 something per week. You add another 700 something a week by staying at home. And I think people would rather do that, getting a $1,000 a week while they are getting a job. You know? And one of the key things is that the state governments are pretty lax right now in getting to prove that you're actively seeking a job in order to qualify for the unemployment checks. So I think a lot more Americans are staying at home right now and not coming out, but it will change very soon, especially as we approach the second half of this year.
Yeah, that's something to watch out for, because the Fed has been talking all along about how jobs need to come back as well as inflation ticking up before they start thinking about raising rates. So the other thing that's been capturing headlines is the swings, the wild swings in the cryptocurrency space. So what do you make of these swings, especially when you think about how overnight the Biden administration has said he wants to tax crypto transactions? What does this all mean for the cryptocurrency space and for investors here?
Well, I think that going ahead, there will be a lot more regulations, domestic regulations by all the different countries to the cryptocurrency space. So investors who are in or going in or thinking of going in, I think you just take one step back. The money that they put in life, just you know, don't all your wealth inside, basically, because we're likely going to see a lot more volatility, a lot more wild swings. On one hand, we have business leaders in the world saying that, oh, I'm getting into Bitcoin, that drives up the price of Bitcoin. On the other hand, the governments, because they're coming out with their own central bank digital currency, they do not want to have a big rival, right? So they will come up with a lot of talks about restrictions, and that's going to press the cryptocurrency as a lower. So just be careful of this huge quality. I mean, I think another thing I need to note is that how some of the owners are also cornering the cryptocurrency. Like, if you get Bitcoin, 2% of the owners in the world control 95% of Bitcoin. So that's huge. I guess another statistic, the top 100 people in the world own 13% of Bitcoin. So there are such large waves right now out there, and they can instill a lot more volatility or concerted volatility into the market if they want to. So be a bit more careful. At the end of the day, I mean, I'm not going to say too much things about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. I think the technology is fantastic, but just that some of the cryptocurrencies, I think there's a lot more cryptocurrencies right now out there. So open your eyes widely. And I think that's very hard for them to rival traditional currencies, especially.
Yeah, it's getting so much attention that even the central banks are getting more serious. The Federal Reserve is indeed one of them, making moves for its own digital currency or digital dollar. Walk us through what's the context or how this will work. What's the urgency here and how will it be used?
Yeah, like I mentioned, the technology I was mentioning about cryptocurrency, I think that's fantastic. And right now, central banks throughout the world are pushing out the similar technology to cryptocurrency. Now, the key difference between the central bank cryptocurrency, or what they call the central bank digital currency, is very different from the cryptocurrency that we know right now. It's because they are still the money, the fiat money that we know, the fiat currency that we know. So they are not vastly different from the current standards that we have. Now, across, even not just in the US, but even in Asia, we see that many countries are pushing out. The most famous is, of course, the e-renminbi from China. Singapore, we had a project in to look at into the cryptocurrency space. Thailand also has a project. Hong Kong has a project, Lion Rock. Japan is also talking about a digital yen. So we will likely to see a lot of increasing efforts from central banks around the world looking into this space, looking into the crypto space. But just remember that that is the fiat currency that we are still using. Basically, it's like me using cash or even my credit card right now, except that it's on the crypto space. So.
Yeah, it looks like we have a lot to watch out for on the crypto front, and you need a strong stomach to ride this roller coaster in the meantime. We've been chatting with Francis Tan. He's the investment strategist for UOB Private Bank. Francis, thank you so much, and have a great weekend in advance.
You too. Take care.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.